Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Stovekraft Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajendra Gandhi, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Stovekraft Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on the Q1 FY24 financial results earnings call. With this, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you our new CFO, Mr. Ramakrishna Pendharia. He holds a bachelor's degree in commerce and is a chartered accountant with 18 years of experience in corporate finance, controlling, auditing, taxation, corporate governance, and compliance fields. Previously, he was associated with Hycal Technologies, Gokaldas Images, Mann Heinemann, Areva T&D, and PwC in various positions. He was also associated with Stovekraft for more than 7 years in the finance and accounts department. His vast experience will help the company to achieve its long-term goals and create value for its stakeholders. We also have Orient Capital with us on this call, who are our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded our investor deck and the earnings press release on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through our Q1 results, investors' presentation, and the press release. We have uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. Discussing Q1 FY24, we have witnessed a growth of 8.2% and 21.4% in our top line and gross profit, respectively, despite Q1 being a muted quarter across the industry. This shows the strong market position of our brands because of superior quality of products and the trust the consumers have in us, which we have built over the years with our consumers. Ours being a seasonal business and the first and the last quarter being smaller than the second and the third quarters, we are very excited about the upcoming quarters and would like to continue with expanding our business across different categories and geographies. Moreover, the rise of the middle class and the increasing disposable income are evident in the growing demand for consumer durables, automobiles, and lifestyle products. With the Indian consumer sector showing great promise, there are still some challenges to address during this period. Inflationary pressures resulting because of heavy and unpredictable rainfalls in the few pockets of the country may affect the consumer sentiments and lead to cautious spending patterns among other certain segments of the population. Additionally, businesses never need to adapt to changing environment and consumer demands, which have been our priority, and we will continue the same. Last year in Q1, we had announced the opening of our first company-owned and company-operated retail store for the Pigeon brand and had given a guidance of opening around 40 stores in 12-18 months. We are pleased to announce that during the current quarter, we continued our expansion and have successfully added 25 additional company-owned and company-operated retail stores for the Pigeon brand in South India, taking the total count to 77 stores as of 30th June 2023. That is roughly double the count in a span of 12 months, which we had announced in the corresponding quarter a year ago. Also, 90% of the stores have achieved operational break-even in an average time of 3 months post-opening. We have also improved our offering by bringing indigenously manufactured products like stainless steel bottles, the electrical kettles, and electric rice cooker, along with our now established air fryer from our Bangalore unit, which will lead us to the next leg of growth and create long-term value for all our stakeholders. Our continued focus on various modes of trade and launching of new high-quality products has helped us achieve significant growth in small appliances on both Y-on-Y and Q-on-Q basis. This was because of good traction across different modes of trade, that is general trade, e-commerce, retail, and modern retail, all experiencing growth. The company has formed a formidable team, leadership team of 7 CXOs who come with vast experience across different areas of and capabilities and are fully committed to the sustainable growth of our company. Moving forward, we are confident about our growth in FY24 to continue with the upcoming festive seasons augmenting well for us. Now I'll discuss the Q1 FY24 financial performance. The consolidated revenue stood at INR 297.7 crores versus INR 275.1 crore in Q1 FY23, registering a growth of 8.2% on the year-to-year basis. Gross profit for the quarter improved significantly from the previous quarters on year-on-year basis as well as quarter-to-quarter basis. Gross profit margin for the current quarter stood at 36.9%, that is an increase of 400 basis points year-on-year and 470 basis points quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA for Q1 FY24 stood at 24 crores versus INR 21.6 crores in FY23. The EBITDA margin was 8%, which was in line with the corresponding quarter last year and an improvement of 590 basis points from the previous quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 8.2 crores versus 8.1 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. PAT margins for Q1 FY24 stood at 2.8% as compared to 2.9% in Q1 FY23. Now I would request the moderator to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question is on the gross margin. So there has been a very sharp increase there. I want to know, is it purely a raw material cost softening or have you taken price hikes? And if you have taken price hikes, could you just tell us which segments and by how much?
We are in our endeavor to increase, better our gross margins. Of course, there was some price corrections, but it was not limited to that. The gross margins have improved on multiple contributions coming from, of course, soft input costs. There is a small correction in the price. And from the category of products that we are selling, there are some products that we've been importing and selling, and they got into that stage where we manufactured these products and we have got the contribution from these products have given us also an improved margin. So all the three, along with our contribution coming from our retail stores, we have higher margins compared to our companies to sales to any other channel, because we are able to realize the realization is at the last the end customer. So all these four have actually contributed to improved gross margins. Even otherwise, the business is designed to deliver a 35% gross margin. Working on this in the previous quarters, we have made corrections in our pricing structure now to achieve and get to the aspired 35% gross margin.
All right. So, during some of the previous con calls, you had mentioned that FY24 guidance for gross margin would be 33.5. Now that we've already clocked in around 37%, could you tell us what could be a sustainable gross margin going ahead? Is there a scope of further improvement from here?
So the previous times whenever we have discussed the margin, the business was designed to deliver a 35%, but we were having some surprises in both input costs or any, I mean, sometimes some lower realization in some margins in some of the categories. We aspire to be between the, I mean, not to go below the 33 and 35. This is the price, I mean, this is the margin range that we believe that we will be. Of course, this has been one of those quarters where we've done better on the gross margin. To be realistic, in the range of 35, I would say that is that would be the right margin aspiration.
All right, sir. So my last question is, your staff cost as a percentage of revenue has increased sharply to 13.1% compared to 11% in FY23, and so has the OPEX cost. So can you tell us, sir, what led to this sharp increase, and again here, what could be a sustainable run rate?
Yeah, this is the current run rate. It will continue to be here. We have increased our people count. There is a lot of backward integration and new plants that have been set up in the last few quarters. And there is an addition in people count. So this is the new number. This will be at this number. The percentage looks high. It's really only because you compare with this quarter. The first quarter is and the last quarter are relatively low contributing quarters in revenue. They actually contribute only, both put together only contribute 40%. Whereas the cost overall, even an absolute number, is more or less at the same number. So in terms of percentage, there will not be such an increase. We believe it should be in the range of 11.5 to 11.7%. In that, when you correspondingly only look at this quarter, it will look high.
All right, sir. So I have other questions, but I'll come back in the queue for that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Gosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of results. Sir, A, I wanted to understand what was the volume growth in this quarter overall. B, if you could highlight the capex that we have done for the 25 stores of our company operated.
So the overall investment on each store is in the range of 17 to 19 lakhs per store.
Okay. 17 to 19 lakhs. Okay. And 90% are at break-even. And so volume growth in this quarter, sir?
So in different categories, we have been performed differently. On the pressure cooker front, I can say we were at par, just a little higher than the last quarter. Induction cooktop, we have grown about 15%. On the non-stick cookware, it is actually more of our non-stick cookware goes to exports. And there is a movement from the first quarter to second quarter because last year was a higher base. We had some inventories that were not shipped in the last quarter of the previous year. And so we have a little lower volume growth also in the non-stick cookware, but the small appliances have contributed significantly in different categories, ranging from 20% to some categories like air prime growing at a very, very high percentage.
Okay, sure. And sir, if I look at the EBITDA margins, we are back to 8%, but where is the other costs have increased? Because, you know, gross margins are at at higher levels than our guidance as well, but EBITDA margins are flat. So if you could help us understand how the flow through between the gross and EBITDA margins, I understand employee cost is higher because of the CXO hirings as well. But where in the expense we are having higher costs, which still need to be absorbed?
It's each of those costs, people costs, there is a little increase because we have a number of count that has gone up, and it is again proportionate. I mean, our outward freight cost is in proportion, is in the same percentage as normal, but because of the revenue growth, we of course have an additional cost. So we have some reconciliation items with our online platforms, and so we have provided additionally for the ECL to the extent of 3 crores. That's why you see a little higher on the other cost. Otherwise, in terms of percentage, more or less, but for the people cost, as I mentioned, will be in the range of 11.5 to 7%. All the other costs are in the same percentage on an annualized basis.
Sure, sir. And one last question from my side. So last quarter, we were having challenges in the e-com platform in terms of growth. So have they resided in this quarter? What is the situation on the e-com channel side?
We have grown on the e-commerce. We have grown on the e-commerce platforms. We are growing at about 25% on the e-commerce.
Okay. And the ECL cost that you have provided, how much still needs to be provided for the year?
No, so normally it is not at this level. We prefer to provide a little higher in this quarter, considering that there are some reconciliation items pending for the previous period. So as and when that dates reconciled, we'll be having a better, fairer view of this. But it will not be as high as what currently we have provided in this quarter. These are 3 crores for this quarter.
Sure. And this is non-recourse to the company, right?
Generally, all the payments that, receivables, we are moving to channel financing, and all this channel financing is with non-recourse. But these are some reconciliation items pending, which the team is working on. And once we have a clearer, fairer view, then probably, we know exactly where we are on it.
Got it. So, okay. Thank you for your time. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. Sir, I have a basic question, and I just wanted to understand how this full year looks like and what can be the operating margins for the full year sustainable basis?
Our aspired number for the operating, EBITDA is 11%.
Okay. How about the top line growth?
For us, the second and third quarters are the larger contributing quarters. And this year, the festivities are moved by a month. So between the second and third quarter also, we believe the third quarter is going to be larger compared to the second quarter, unlike what it was in the last year. But these are larger contributing quarters. We believe that we'll continue to grow in double digits.
Sir, and my second question is on, so in Bangalore unit, you have another space which is opposite to your unit. So when will that location will be started in work in progress? And also, how about the, you were telling in one of the calls that you are going to get it this as an, your inventory management systems over there. Like, any guidance over there? When will be that plant will be live?
Maybe you would have visited Stovecraft some time back. Yes, we have already, as per the plan, about 60 to 70% of the activity, that is construction activity, is completed. We have several units there in that land. And it's currently a large warehouse to put up the WMS in place is being installed. Maybe in the next quarter, that is end of this quarter, early next quarter, the warehouse will be fully functional.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Kush Kosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for the opportunity once again. Sir, if the channel-wise revenue mix for this quarter?
Sorry, can you please repeat?
Sir, could you break how much sales did came from the DT and from the e-com and from modern trade? Channel-wise mix revenues?
Yeah, I can share it to you, Justin. So, yeah. In terms of percentage, I can give you the absolute numbers. Maybe you'll have to populate it.
Sure, sir. I'll take it off time.
Yeah, about 112 crores from general trade. LED was 14 crores. Modern trade was 38 crores, institutional sales 6 crores, e-com was 92 crores. Exports, we have two types of exports. One is the brand exports and the OEM exports. The brand exports was contributing to 2.5 crores and the remaining is all OEM exports.
Got it, sir. And if you could help us understand your ambition on the retail side, we have already opened 25 stores and last month you're guiding for 7 to 8 stores per month. So by this year and by next year, how many stores you are envisioning to open and what could be the revenue contribution?
Yeah, the retail stores are performing well. We had, for us, at 3 lakhs. I mean, each of these stores are breaking, I mean, getting to profitability post the third month of operation. And we are, every month we are seeing increase in revenue from the average revenue from per store. Of course, on the number of stores, I can say that we would want to do at least 8 to 10 stores a month, and we are on the trend rate.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhu Rathi from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I would like to...
Sir, I'm so sorry to interrupt. May I please request you to speak a bit louder as your audio is not audible?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have a few questions. What will be our operating profit margins in different segments, small appliances, non-stick cookware and all? And where are we, what is our aim to get in the next 2 to 3 years? Like what percentage of our revenue will come from the like individual segment or something that we aspire to, is my first question.
See, we are a kitchen solution company and all that goes into the kitchen, we would want to equally contribute. But the near term looks like all the three segments, that the cooktop segment that comprises the gas cooktop and the induction cooktop, or the cookware segment, which is the pressure cooker and the non-stick cookware, and all the other appliances, whether electrical or non-electrical, I think, in our opinion, all the three will more or less in the same range between the 30 to 35% each of these categories will contribute. On the margin side, both for product and channel, we are margin agnostic. I only said that because we are moving, there were some products in the appliances where we go through this, introducing these products. Initially, we trade with them, then we assemble and then get into manufacturing. Many of those products have got into manufacturing and started contributing to the real margin that we aspire. So that's where that correction is. Otherwise, for us, as a, on the margin side for the brand Pigeon, it is both channel and product agnostic.
Thank you, sir. And the next question would be the CapEx that we have done in the past 2 to 3 years. What kind of revenue or volume do we see from this at peak capacity utilization? And what would be our current capacity utilization for the same?
So, as I mentioned, our business is a little seasonal and we have built capacities for particularly the peak, that is the second and the third quarter. And so currently, if you ask me what the existing capacities can deliver in terms of revenue, we are ready for a 2,000 crore revenue, but there is an ongoing improvement that we keep on. There could be tweaking between the way the lines are there and, of course, adding shifts if required. With the current CapEx that is in place, we can get to 2,000 crore.
Thank you, sir. And for our export segment, is there some kind of slowdown from the recession fears looming amid, in the Western economies?
No, we have good order book. There is a shift from the first quarter to second quarter on some of these, because last year we had a what you call built-in inventory which we could not ship. There was a volatility in the containers availability in the previous first quarter, before the first quarter, so we could ship a lot of it in the first quarter. We the order books are quite strong. We see growth in our export business also, even for the current year. There is no slowdown.
Thank you, sir. And could you justify, like, if you can give me the number for order book, it would be very great.
We believe for this year, can say for the next two quarters, we have close to 100 crores of pending order.
Thank you, sir. That's thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, I have a few questions. One, have these costs of employee and other expense, which I'm seeing in a certain range for the last four quarters now, can we take this as a more stabilized cost and there won't be any major addition on these costs? Where employees are about 36 to 39 crores and other expenses about 48 to 50 crores number.
On this, on the employee side, we are fully stacked up, both on the number of people and on the leadership. So this is a more stable cost now.
And how much is the A&P expense that you will incur for FY24 versus FY23?
I will continue to invest about between 3 to 3.5% in the range of 50 crores for this year.
Okay. I couldn't understand your answer on the gross margin expansion that you have taken product price correction. I just want to check if you have taken any product price hike because the margins have expanded, right? So have you taken any product price hikes in any of the categories?
Yeah, so some of the products, it is not only driven by price hike. Of course, across the categories, we did some correction. It's very difficult to explain on this call. It's also competition sensitive. But I can say that we did a correction on all our prices without actually changing the pricing. But there is a change in our realization, number one. But there is also aided by softness in our input cost. But there are several products which the costs have come down because we have moved to manufacturing of these products. So all these three, along with our additional margin that we make on our retail, is what is reflecting on the gross margin.
So should I interpret that your unit profitability of certain categories have improved despite the RM decreasing? You haven't taken a corresponding price correction. Is that what I should understand? Because I'm not able to fully comprehend this.
No, I will again repeat. It's not that we have not corrected some of our costs. Yes, we have corrected on some of our costs. I mean, on some of our realization. I'm sorry to use the word cost.
Okay.
There has been an implied improvement in our cost, but there is also a price correction that we have taken across the categories. It's not limited to one category.
Okay, so there is a price correction, but that price correction is not corresponding with the RM correction. So your unit profitability has increased, right?
You are right. I think that's the right way to understand.
Okay. My last question is, sir, on the CapEx now, what kind of CapEx is under drawing board or what is planned for FY24 and FY25?
25, we would want to be very, what do you call, limited to our thoughts that we will not want to invest more than 25% of our PAT plus depreciation on the CapEx. But this year is already planned. We are deferring a little of this from this year. The bigger investments on three buckets. One is our warehouse that is up and, I mean, coming up very soon. The second is our cash and plant, and the third is, of course, the retail.
Sorry, first is, I didn't understand for FY24, where are you spending?
Could be in the range of between around the 75 crore range, sir.
So where all is it getting spent? You said warehouse.
The warehouse, the cash and unit, and the retail business.
Which unit, sir?
Retail. We are investing in our retail stores.
No, I understood warehouse and retail. I didn't understand the unit. What are you, the manufacturing side, what are you?
This is a completely automated plant for making cast iron cookware.
Oh, okay. Cast iron cookware. Okay, that's a new product line. This cost with respect to the manufacturing unit also sits in the employee cost and the other expense, or when this unit, or this will add to your employee and other expense?
Now you're talking about the new plant that is going to come up?
Yeah, this cast iron cookware.
Yeah, this is a relatively highly automated plant. On human cost, it is not high, but this is only, it will start operational only in the back end of the fourth quarter, and more of that cost, if at all, will be only from the next quarter. But to the size of the unit, it is very light on the people cost. And most of the people, the key people on of the plant are already there, I mean, on our rolls now.
Okay. And my, I'll just add one more last question here. You know, what's your sense in terms of the market demand for this year? Do you see, because last year was a little bit soft across the board for a lot of the companies as well. Do you see a setup where demand should be relatively better? In any case, now you're running on the GM moving to your, you know, P&L. Will we see a much, much better profitability year this year, considering the fact that you're saying that costs are largely stable and GM expansion has come through? Some comments would be very helpful, sir.
On the GM side, I can say that we will maintain at the range of 35%. We are very confident of it now. On the growth side, I can say several of those products which earlier did not have the cost advantage when we were importing or just assembling, any of those products which we have moved to manufacturing, we have an edge in the market, both in terms of the product that we are offering, the cost, the price that we are offering. It's a better range that we are offering. So that's where we are seeing a higher growth coming from. And we believe that immediately after the that is the second quarter onwards, once the festivities start peaking, I don't think demand is going to be a big problem.
Okay. And on the, sir, on the Pigeon brand, we saw some litigation reoccurring. You want to comment on that?
No, it is one of our distributors in Chennai, and we are addressing it legally, sir. Be assured about that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered, but just a couple of them. One is on the
your voice is very feeble. Hello. Your voice is very feeble.
Now. Hello.
I can hear you, but it's very, very low.
Mr. Rajesh, requesting you to please use the handset mode while speaking. If you could please speak a bit louder so that your question is audible.
Okay. How's it now?
Yes. Thank you, sir. Please continue.
Better.
Okay. Great. So my first question was regarding the channel revenue by channel. What is the revenue you got from your own stores?
For the last quarter, it was 7 crores.
7 crores, okay. And as you are expanding this, obviously this will continue to increase materially, right? That's the way
to
understand it. Meaning all the stores of similar sizes.
We are seeing growth on the revenue from the retail every month.
Okay. And then my second question was regarding your market share. You know, if you can just give some commentary on that, if you are becoming leaders in the markets you're operating in, or you are in top five, or some color like that in your key products that you talked about earlier.
In several of these categories, we are getting to the top three, but some of those products that we have recently started, particularly the electric kettle and the air fryer, we are getting to market leadership. That's what I would have mentioned.
Okay. So you would say overall in this segment of cooktops and cookers, etc., you would be among top three in the country, is it?
Yeah, definitely in the top three.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from 91 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the chance. So one is, you know, in terms of the EBITDA margin outlook, so you have said that your aspiration is to do 11% EBITDA margin. So just want to understand whether this 11% is kind of an aspiration, or is it something that you want to achieve in this full financial year basis, or you want to exit this quarter for Q4 at 11% EBITDA margin?
So for us, the numbers you should look at, those margins should be analyzed. The quarter one and quarter four are smaller quarters. When you combine the revenues for the year, is where you should. The business is designed to deliver that 11%. I know in the past we have faltered for various reasons, maybe external to the company, which were not in our control. But overall, when we do our AOP, the annual business plan, and as per that, we believe that we'll be able to deliver this 11%.
11% is what you are targeting to deliver for FY24. Is that the right understanding?
Yes.
Got it. And sir, you know, the competition, you know, like the other listed bigger company, they do kind of 13% kind of EBITDA margin, and it's not like 1 year margin that I'm talking about. It's like the last 8-9 years trend, if you see, it has broadly been in that range, you know, 13.5, 12.8 kind of a margin. Sir, can we also get to that kind of margin trajectory, not in this year or maybe next year, but let's say over a 3 year or a 5 year basis, can we also aspire to move into that kind of region?
For us, the bigger aspiration today in the near term is to have higher growth and garner larger market share. We also want to stick to our retain our consumer base, which is addressing value segment. And with these two, we believe that as we grow, there is much scope as brands become stronger and the channels are stronger. There is definitely a possibility of higher margins. But in the near term, I think the business plan is to deliver 11%.
Okay. So what I understood in the sense from you is that you want to focus on value and hence get a higher growth rate. And in that process, you are okay to sacrifice a couple of margins, right? So growth is what you are aspiring for, not the 13% margin.
Yeah, right. Currently, our aspiration is to grow faster.
Understood. And so just a couple of more questions. In terms of growth, any kind of aspiration you have for this year, FY24?
Normally, if you will understand us, with the last 5 years, we have grown at a CAGR of 19%. We believe that we can grow at the same rate, but it also depends sometimes on the market conditions. In the recent two quarters, we have seen a little softness on the demand side. If markets are normal, we believe that we can grow at the same rate that we were growing in the past. But we still believe with the strategies that the company has, the channel expansion that we are doing, and also the new product introduction, with these we can be assured of a double-digit growth.
Okay. And so the last question is, you know, you have taken a lot of initiatives in terms of hiring people at the top. So if you can just elaborate whom all you have hired in the last 6 months, 1 year, what all you are planning to, you know, further make new hires, and any other initiatives that you are taking, you know, so that we become a bigger company, better company going forward.
Yeah, as I mentioned, all the 7 CXOs are on board. So
actually, sir, I joined in the call. I joined the call a bit late. If you can just, if you have elaborated it, you know, in the last half an hour, if you can just briefly describe also.
We have the head of manufacturing who comes with a large experience on manufacturing. He'd been the managing director of a large automobile company, a multinational. Vikas Gupta is on board. He's spearheading the overall manufacturing operations of the company. We have a marketing head, CMO, who heads both marketing and product. He's been as head of companies, multinational companies, as managing director, and in the just immediate past was vice president at a large consumer brand company. This is the Kent. We also have the head of our sales who has been with the company. We designate him as CRO, the revenue officer. He's come from Hindustan Petroleum before joining Stovecraft. At Stovecraft, he has spearheaded several channels and was the CEO of our Buddy unit. So he takes care of our revenue of all the channels, major channels. Some of our businesses are related to growth, particularly the retail business. We have Black & Decker Gilma and the kitchen business, which are more to be driven with a growth mindset. We have Mayank, who has served companies like Bata in the past and been with the company for some time. I think the retail has done extremely well, and he is now taking care of all these growth channels. We have Janardhan, who has been for a long time working with various companies like Pfizer, etc. And he's the CHRO of the company. And I truly find him extremely capable to handle the human resource of this company. We have a chief technology officer who has been with, started his career with Nissan Lever for a long time, 10 to 15 years there, and sometime with Pfizer. So we believe that each of these companies of the future, their scale matters, will have to be driven by technology. We are very confident about his capability to take lead this company to the aspect in future growth.
And so if I just ask one more thing, you know, in terms of ESOP policy incentivization, is everything in place? Do you have an ESOP policy? And if not, then do you intend to have one?
Sorry? Can you repeat?
ESOP policy for these senior hires, you know?
Yeah, we have an ESOP policy, and each of these leaders have also ESOPs, been granted ESOPs.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my questions, and all the best for the future quarters and years.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions. We see deceleration in cookware for some quarters now. Could you just help us understand? There's a lot of social media against the use of Teflon. If you could give us some flavor, is that changing? And are you looking at alternative methods for it?
We continuously work on improvising our offerings. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, there is some noise around the PTFE coatings. We those coatings that we use are all certified PFOE-free, but we still are working on this, and so there is a new range of products that we are developing for giving that non-stick feature. Probably we'll be the first to introduce in this country very soon. Being competitive sensitive, I'm not able to disclose this, but we have developed a new coating for the non-stick, which is bereft of both PFOE, PFOA, in fact, if you understand these chemicals, and is also free from PTFE. And we are also, as I explained to you in the call earlier, that we are also investing on the custom cookware. This foundry will not only manufacture products out of cast iron, but it'll also have a special coating which is nothing to do with anything related to the so-called Teflon. It is PTFE coating.
Second is, you've seen a very strong growth in the small appliances segment. If you could break up within a couple of large categories, I believe mixer grinder
is one. I'm so sorry to interrupt. May I please request you to use the handset mode while speaking, as there's a lot of disturbance from your audio.
Is it better now?
All appliances category, of course, mixer grinder forms a very important, in the small appliances. But for us, mixer grinder is one of the categories. It's not the largest, but some of the categories in the small appliances for us is which contribute very well. Apart from the mixer grinder, is the electric kettle. We are leaders in this category. Then we have introduced our air fryers, which again I want to say that we are leaders in this category. There are some of these new categories, though these in general parlance are common products of daily use. We have started manufacturing our electric irons, and we see very good traction in that, and we believe that it will start contributing meaningfully in the near future. But there is a line of various small appliances that we have lined up. Majority of them are related to the breakfast appliances. And in the quarters ahead of us, you'll see that they'll be in the market. And all these, we believe that we will move to manufacturing, and which will give us an advantage both in terms of cost and the product quality that we are offering to the consumer, which will give us opportunity to get to leadership in each of these categories.
Sure. Just to follow up on this, could you give us a category, two or three YOY growth in the larger categories for you for the quarter as this growth number looks?
The growth, particularly on, since I mentioned this is a new product, air fryer, is very, very large in terms of percentage, is in some thousands of percentage, because the base was small for us. And some of those items like kettle have already seen last year itself, we have grown and significantly grown. They have won multiple times of the original revenue that they were contributing to this company. And there are some categories, like I mentioned, the electric iron. If I will want to say we were selling some 15,000-20,000 units a month, we have started selling upwards of 1 lakh. So 5 times of that. And we believe that we can, at least 2-3 times of the current number of units that we sell is where we will get to. So there are categories wherever we have seen that we are able to build good products at the right price with the right quality. And then we are, because of the various channels that we are already present, very strong presence in each of these channels, we are able to distribute to all this. And consumer acceptance for our brand is kind of a proven thing now.
Great. Just last question. What was the A&P in the quarter and what are you expected to be for the full year?
For the full year, we believe that we will invest around between the 3-3.5% of our revenue.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neera Vasa from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for the opportunity. My question pertains to your retail expansion. Would it be possible for you to help me understand how is it that our stores are able to break even in just 3 months? Some numerical examples would be really helpful.
So more or less, the operation cost for our store is in the range of 1.3 to 1.4 lakhs. Yeah. And for us, at the retail, we are able to get to a margin between 45 to 50%. And even at a revenue of 3 lakhs per store, we are able to break even. And all our stores are above this, at least 90% of the stores are above this immediately after the first 3 months of operation. We are at a much higher average of, on the revenue, we are at a much higher revenue average. It's in the range of 4.5 to 5 lakhs now. So, with the higher gross margin and, as I mentioned, the cost being in the range of 1.4 lakhs, we are able to break even if this cross the 3 lakh number. And more than 90% of the stores cross this 3 lakh in the first 3 months, after the first three months of operation.
So, sir, considering these wonderful dynamics, would you be open to setting up or expanding this these stores on franchisee basis? Because if this is the way it is, then I believe a lot of your channel partners would be quite interested in upgrading it or setting up within their own vicinity.
So, we want to prove this model to ourselves. Of course, those investing franchisees, once if they are excited and we believe that there is synergy between our thoughts and their thoughts, we would definitely be open to franchising, but as of now, we are doing it on our own. Of course, I would want to share with you, there is enough and more interest. We are evaluating this, and definitely in the future, you will also see that we'll have a franchise, including the stores that we already built and established. So it should be a win-win situation for the company and the franchisee. And once there is an understanding, both are in sync with this, we believe that is a much more easier format to manage. But we also believe that we'll continue to have company-owned or company-operated stores along with this franchisee-managed stores.
So the reason I was asking is that if you want to become a Pan-India based player, or I can see if we need to have these experience points on Pan-India basis, then we need to have channel partners who are ready to invest in it. So typically, for a company-owned store, what is the average period for which we take a store on lease?
Generally, all our stores are at 9 years. But for exceptions, all our stores that we have so far leased are for 9-year lease.
Right. So second question is, how many SKUs do you intend to expand in the forthcoming part of the financial year?
It will be difficult to give you a number like that, but because we keep introducing and rationalizing the products. We currently work with around 650 SKUs.
658, right?
650.
650. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so I had two questions. My first question was answered. My second question is, what is the percentage of revenue that comes from your e-commerce stream?
E-commerce is in the range of 30%. This quarter, so if you will only look at this quarter, it will be larger because e-commerce in this quarter has done extremely well. This quarter, it was 40%.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nagesh Jain from NB Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. This is regarding the company-owned company, managed outlets. In the last call, you had mentioned that during the subsequent quarters, more than 75% of these outlets to be open under franchisee. But now you are saying that, all the ones which were open during the quarter are all under the, company-owned company-managed outlets. So is there any change in your plan?
There's no change. We are establishing these stores, and based on the plans that the company has, we were initially evaluating each of these stores we were setting up. We have built a good business model. It is very exciting for the franchisees, and we believe that going forward, we'll have both company-owned, company-operated, and we'll also have these stores on the company's books, but franchisee managed. And we are working on that. And as guided, we are moving towards that. So in the future, majority of the stores will be franchisee operated, and some of them will be still company on company operated. There's
so
no change.
Till you finalize your whatever the plan for that, you would continue to open the shops under company owned and
we can franchise it to the model. Give a store on franchise. It depends on how the proven track record of that store is. Based on that, is our revenue share or the profit share that we would want to have with the franchisee. And also, the deposit also moves with that. This is the performance of the store.
Okay, fair enough, sir. So my second question is, we have an aspiration to reach, 11% EBITDA margin. So whatever the, savings that you get either due to manufacturing by the company itself or due to reduction in the raw material prices or whatsoever, all that you want to pass it on to the consumer to help the company to increase the top line or the sales. Now, the question is, you have been telling us that, you intend to grow at a double-digit figure, so which is less than 20%. So what we have been seeing with other competitors, making higher margins, still they are able to post more than 15 to 30% type of growth. So why we are not able to grow at a higher pace when our margins we are, keeping at a lower level?
We believe that we are the fastest growing company in the category of products that we operate. I don't know from where you derive that 15 to 30%, but the industry average has been in the range of 7 to 9%. We've been growing at a CAGR of 19% the last 5 years.
So are you saying that compared to the industry, we are growing at a faster pace?
Yeah, definitely. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. This question is based on what you'd answered to one of the previous participants. So, sir, in terms of gross margin, am I to understand that there was no price hikes? It was just a benefit of, raw material softening as well as your backward integration. You actually took a price reduction. Is that right?
It's not the right way to say that our overall the company works on a cost plus margin. So wherever we otherwise corrected the price, we adjust the price based on some schemes, and we had reduced the scheme to have higher margin. And also it was aided by lower costs. The price are generally fixed before the beginning of the quarter, and during the quarter we also saw some contribution coming from softer cost. So in other words, it means if you have not reduced the price, even your price has gone down, your costs have gone down, it amounts to price increase. In this way, if you say that did we change the price at which the retailer gets the product? Yes. if it is the channel, at what price he acquires that product, we did increase. So there were some corrections on the various discounts that we allow.
Okay. And on the CAPEX side, sir, you mentioned that this year's CAPEX is going to be around 750 crores. Was that figure correct?
In the range of 75 crores.
So you've mentioned in your previous calls that you are going to delay your CAPEX a little bit, probably spill it over the next year because this year seems a comparatively muted year. So, and in fact, at that point, your CAPEX guidance was lower than this number. Now your CAPEX guidance is higher, and are you still spilling over to the next year, or how is it?
No, some of the CAPEX is spilling over to the next year. There's also the retail business and the committed CAPEX and the cash and foundry. We only said that we will move some of the CAPEX from the cash and foundry for the next year. So apart from the casting, there is a line that does the casting. There is also a line which does the finishing. There is a coating and all. Particularly the coating line, we are moving it to the next year.
Okay, so sir, it would be fair to say then that this is the kind of CAPEX that we can also assume for the next year, considering some of next year plus spillover of this?
The largest CAPEX that we have in the recent time taken are these two, both the warehouse and on individual units, both the warehouse and the casting only are two large CAPEX. We believe we don't have any large CAPEX lined up for the next year. But there will be continued CAPEX for setting up new lines. I mean, more of these lines are related to assembly lines or sheds or with our retail. These two, we still believe that is going to be ongoing. Relative to the current years and the previous 2-3 years that we've been investing, we believe there will be a lot more reduction on our CAPEX in the coming years.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, I would like to now hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments. Thank you and over to you all.
Good evening and thank you each one of you for patiently hearing to us, asking your queries. We hope that we are able to answer your queries and to your satisfaction. But if you have any questions to ask, you may reach out to us directly or to our investor relationship team. Thank you again for joining us this call this week.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Stovecraft Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.